Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the Manatee County Economic Development Council, or EDC for short. We've got a whole bunch of articles here, financial reports, and even this one interesting opinion piece about a potential merger with Sarasota County's EDC. So our mission today, uncover how Manatee County is shaping its economic future, and of course, what it means for you, the listener.
You know, the EDC's role is pretty diverse. They're trying to bring in new businesses while also helping the ones already here thrive. And their services actually reflect that. It's interesting. They offer help with like everything from finding the right spot for your business to, get this, navigating international trade, all while also connecting these businesses with funding resources like things like the SBA 504 loan program and even connecting them with angel investors.
Yeah. That's right. And it's important to remember that these efforts are happening within a larger historical context, right?
Yeah.
Manatee County has been trying to shape its economy for years. Remember the community redevelopment areas, the CRAs, those were actually phased out back in 2013, which then made way for what we see today, the TIF districts,
right?
Like the Southwest County Improvement District and the Parish Area Improvement District.
Yeah, the shift from CRAs to TIF districts. That's actually a really cool example of how the EDC adapts to the county's changing needs. These districts, what they do is they use the increased property tax revenue that comes from all the new development in a specific area, and they use that money to fund even more development within that same area. It's a much more targeted approach, you see. Like, take the Parish District, for example. That's specifically designed to help with all that rapid growth happening over there.
Yeah, and that's a big difference between CRAs and TIFs, right? TIFs let them invest in a more targeted way based on what each specific area needs. But let's break it down for our listeners for a second. How do these TIFs actually impact their lives?
Well, in a nutshell, these TIF districts are designed to improve the areas they cover. As property values go up from all the development, you know, those extra tax dollars get reinvested back into that same district. And that money then goes to fund things like better roads, nicer public spaces, and even things like affordable housing projects. So if you live in one of these TIF districts, you're probably going to see some real tangible benefits in your community.
That's a great way to explain it. So moving on, let's talk about the EDC's programs and initiatives that are happening right now. This rapid response team really stood out to me. It's kind of like having a personal guide to help businesses navigate all those county services. It's all about ensuring a smooth and easy setup process for them.
Absolutely. The rapid response team is a perfect example of how committed the EDC is to creating a business-friendly environment.
Right.
You know, by making it easier for new businesses to get set up, they're basically lowering the barriers to entry and allowing these companies to just focus on growing. And that goes hand in hand with the EDC's bigger goal of making this place a fertile ground for economic success.
They also have this program called the Economic Development Incentive Grant, or EDI for short. This one offers financial support to businesses in these targeted sectors, businesses that are creating new jobs, of course. And then there's the Multimodal Transportation Impact Fee Incentive, which, as you might guess, gives some relief on certain fees to companies that qualify.
Right. And all of these incentives, what they tell us is that the EDC is being proactive. They're not just sitting around waiting for businesses to show up. They're actively trying to incentivize growth in sectors that align with what Manatee County's economic vision is. You know, this focus on target sectors also tells me that they're making a strategic effort to make the economy more diverse, to build some resilience in case of future economic shifts, which you always have to think about.
And then you have Seaport Manatee. We can't forget about that. The EDC launched this thing called the Seaport Manatee Encouragement Zone, which is supposed to encourage job creation around the port. And then they also offer this thing called the Economic Development Ad Valorem Tax Exemption Incentive, or EDVTE, which gives tax breaks to new or expanding businesses that meet their criteria. It really seems like they're pulling out all the stops to make Manatee County attractive for businesses, you know?
It really does. I think these initiatives show how the EDC is using a variety of tools, tax breaks, strategic zoning, the whole nine yards, all to create an environment that can support sustainable growth. It's like they're weaving these different threads together to make this vibrant tapestry of economic prosperity.
And all of this is made possible by the financial resources they have. You know, they have the public funding from the county, private contributions, and then they also have access to organizations like the Florida Venture Forum. That one connects businesses with venture capitalists. And then there's the Florida Opportunity Fund, which provides capital to companies that are just getting started. Not to mention groups like Bridge Angel Investors, who are all about supporting Florida's entrepreneurs.
Right, and all of that points to how interconnected this whole economic ecosystem actually is. The EDC is like the central hub. They connect businesses with investors, government resources, and even other organizations that are all about helping businesses grow. It's this collaborative network where everyone benefits in the end. It's like that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats.
And it's clear that the EDC thinks workforce development is really important. They know that they need a skilled workforce to support all these high-paying jobs that they're trying to bring in. So they're working directly with schools and agencies to make sure that Manatee County has all the skilled workers that businesses need to succeed. They even talk about how big the region's labor pool is as a selling point to try to get businesses to relocate or expand here.
Yeah, that focus on developing a good workforce, it's critical for long-term economic success. Attracting businesses is just half the battle. You have to have a workforce that's skilled and can adapt to changes, right? That's what makes sure a region can be economically successful over the long term. And the EDC clearly gets that. And they're putting in the work to make sure that Manatee County has that strong and adaptable workforce.
And it's not just about the economy either, is it? The EDC is part of this larger network of community services in Manatee County. All the things that make it a nice place to live and work. You know, stuff like veteran services, human services, and all those community development projects. It's all about creating a vibrant and supportive community, not just a strong economy.
Exactly. It shows that the EDC is thinking holistically. They get that a good economy needs a strong social fabric as well. By working with all these other community services, the EDC is demonstrating that they care about the well-being of everyone living in Manatee County, not just the businesses here.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner, whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond. We have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's venture coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
Okay, so let's switch gears for a minute and talk about some recent news and events that I saw. Manatee County's been in the news a lot recently because of all these new businesses moving here and all the grants they've been getting. It really feels like there's some momentum building.
Oh, absolutely. And all that recent activity, that's proof that the EDC strategies are working. You know, when you have all this good news and exciting events, it creates this positive feedback loop. It makes people think of Manatee County as this hub for economic opportunity. And that attracts even more investment and just keeps the growth going.
Of course, it's not all perfect. The EDC and the business community here in Manatee County are facing some challenges, like we talked about needing better infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And then there's the whole affordable housing issue. And then, of course, you have competition from other places. Not just in Florida, but all over the country.
Yeah, competition is always going to be there. It's part of economic development. The EDC has to be on top of their game. They need to know what their strengths and weaknesses are compared to other areas. And they need to come up with strategies that make Manatee County stand out to businesses and to people who might want to move here.
Thankfully, Manatee County has some great selling points. We've got the beaches, the sunshine, a growing economy, and the cost of living is still relatively low compared to some other parts of the country.
Those are some great advantages for sure. But you also have to balance those with the potential downsides of growing too quickly. Think about the impact on the environment, traffic getting worse, and the strain on all of our resources. If you want sustainable economic development, you have to carefully think about those challenges and make sure that all the things that make Manatee County special don't get lost in all the growth.
That's a great point. You want growth, but you don't want to lose the things that make people want to live here in the first place. Okay, so let's take a look at the EDC's long-term goals. What's their vision for the future? Well, based on what they're doing, it seems like they want a diverse economy. They want to attract businesses that are doing new and innovative things. and they want a highly skilled workforce.
And that vision, it's ambitious, but it's also realistic. They're taking this holistic approach. They understand that if you want to be economically prosperous, you need to have a healthy community and you need to protect the environment. They're all connected.
And they're not just talking about it. They're actually doing things to make that vision happen. They're investing in workforce development, promoting entrepreneurship, creating this business-friendly environment that attracts both big companies and brand new startups.
What's really impressive to me is how they're focusing on these emerging industries. It shows they're thinking ahead. They get that the economy of the future is going to be different, and they're preparing Manatee County for those changes. They're positioning this region for success down the road.
So let's pause for a second and ask our listener a question. Imagine you're on the board of the EDC. What would you say is the most important area for Manatee County to focus on over the next 5 years?
That's a really thought-provoking question. You have to think about all these different factors, economic, social, environmental. It's complex.
Right. Would you try to attract a specific type of business or industry? Would you double down on programs to improve the workforce? Or would you focus on things like infrastructure and affordable housing to make sure that Manatee County can handle future growth without losing what makes it unique?
All those options sound good. And to be honest, the best path forward probably involves a mix of all of them. But the key is you have to have a clear vision, a solid plan, and the dedication to follow through. That's what effective economic development is all about. So to get a better idea of how the EDC actually works and all the resources they have, let's take a look at their financials. Do you remember those reports you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah. Let's pull those up. We'll look at where their funding comes from, how they spend their money, and we'll get a good sense of their overall financial health. That'll tell us how efficient they are and if they can actually achieve all these ambitious goals they have. It's one thing to have a great vision, but you got to have the money and the smarts to actually make it happen. So let's dive into these budgets, grants, and all these financial statements.
Let's do it. If we want to understand the impact the EDC has on Manatee County's future, we have to understand their financials. So, looking at these reports, the Manatee County EDC gets their funding from a few different places. You know, they get money from the county's Economic Development Fund, which is funded by that yearly business tax we talked about. But a big chunk of their budget actually comes from private donations.
That mix of public and private funding, that's really interesting. It shows that both the community and private businesses are committed to economic growth. It also makes me think that they have to answer to both taxpayers and private investors, which is super important for transparency, so we know they're doing things right.
Oh, absolutely. Now let's dig into the specifics of their budget a little bit. A lot of their money goes towards staff salaries and benefits. And considering everything they do and all the knowledge they need, investing in a good team is essential for any organization that wants to be successful.
You know, looking through these documents, some other big expenses are marketing and advertising, travel costs for those international trade missions, and then, of course, funding for those grant programs we talked about earlier.
Right. And those expenses give us some clues about how they operate and what their priorities are. Marketing and outreach are key if you want to attract businesses and investors. And those trade missions, those show that they're actively trying to build relationships and find opportunities outside of Manatee County.
Looking at their overall financial health, it seems like they're in a pretty good spot. They have a balanced budget, they're bringing in money, and they're constantly investing in programs that help the economy grow.
It's true. The picture looks pretty good right now. But you also have to look at the trends over time. That's how you figure out if they're sustainable in the long run. You know, are they getting more private investment? Are their grant programs actually producing good results? Those questions can give you a deeper understanding of how well they're managing their money.
You're right. Those long-term trends are really important. But just based on what we're seeing in these reports, they're being responsible with their money and making smart investments that are good for Manatee County.
That's definitely encouraging. It's great to see an organization that uses its resources wisely and effectively. It really shows good leadership and that they're trying to get the most out of every dollar they spend.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a seasoned founder, retired executive, or industry leader with expertise to share? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we're building Florida's Venture Coast, a hub for innovation and high growth startups. And we need your talent. Join us as a mentor, advisor, or collaborator. Help shape the next wave of scalable startups. Guide entrepreneurs through pivotal moments and stay connected to the excitement of venture creation. Whether you're offering insights, joining an advisory board, or getting hands-on with ideation, your experience can make a lasting impact. Be part of something bigger. Together, we'll create thriving ventures and a vibrant ecosystem right here in Southwest Florida. Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us and start building Florida's venture coast.
Now, going back to that article about merging the Sarasota and Manatee County EDCs, that's a big decision that could really change things for both counties, both financially and strategically.
Yeah, financially, merging could help them save money.
Maybe streamline their operations and cut down on administrative costs.
And strategically, having one unified EDC could make them more attractive to businesses and investors.
Hmm.
You know, by highlighting the strengths of the whole region.
Absolutely. But you also have to think about the challenges of merging two separate organizations. Each one has its own way of doing things, its own culture and leadership. It's complicated. Plus, you got to think about the political side of things. Are the leaders in both counties on board with this merger? Do they all have the same vision?
That's really important. Even if merging makes sense economically, you can't ignore the politics. If you want it to work, you need strong leaders, open communication, and everyone needs to agree on the future of the region.
That's exactly right. It's not just about the numbers. You have to consider the social and political aspects too. But if they can figure all that out, the potential benefits are pretty exciting. Imagine one EDC that represents this bigger, more diverse market, bringing in even more investment and driving economic growth for the whole region.
It's definitely a compelling vision.
Yeah.
It really shows how important it is for regions to work together in today's world. But let's not forget about the challenges that the Manatee County EDC and the business community are facing right now. We've talked about infrastructure and affordable housing,
mm-hmm.
but competition from other areas, both in Florida and around the country, that's still a big factor.
Oh, absolutely. Competition is always going to be a part of economic development. The EDC has to constantly look at what they're good at and what they need to improve, especially compared to other areas. They need to come up with ways to make Manatee County stand out, to attract businesses and skilled workers.
Luckily, Manatee County has a lot going for it. We've got beautiful beaches, great weather, a growing economy, and our cost of living is still relatively low compared to other parts of the country.
Those are definitely some great advantages. But you have to be smart about how you manage those advantages as you grow. You have to think about the environment, traffic, and the strain on all our resources. You know, attracting new businesses and residents is important, but you also want to make sure that Manatee County stays a great place to live.
Exactly. You want to grow, but you don't want to lose the things that make people love it here. Speaking of the future, what about the EDC's long-term goals? What's their vision? Based on what they're doing, it seems like they're aiming for a diverse economy. They want to attract businesses that are doing new and innovative things, and they want to build a highly skilled workforce.
Yeah, their vision shows that they really understand that a strong economy, a healthy community, and a protected environment are all connected. They're not just focused on growing the economy for the sake of growing it. They want to create a community that can thrive and handle anything that comes its way.
And they're not just talking about it. They're actually doing things to make that vision a reality. They're investing in the workforce, supporting entrepreneurs, and creating an environment that's friendly to businesses, both big established companies and brand new startups.
And the fact that they're focusing on these new and emerging industries, that really stands out to me. It shows they're thinking about the future, they get that the economy is going to keep changing, and they're getting Manatee County ready for those changes. They're putting this region in a good position to succeed no matter what happens.
Now let's look at this potential merger between the Sarasota and Manatee County EDCs from a different angle. It really brings up this tension between local identity and working together as a region. Each county has its own unique personality and things that are important to them. But a lot of the economic challenges and opportunities, those cross-county lines.
It's like that saying, think globally, act locally. You have to find a balance between those two ideas if you want to be successful over long term. So yeah, working together as a region is important. But you don't want to lose the things that make each county special.
It's like a Venn diagram, right? You have the Manatee County circle,
yeah.
The Sarasota County circle, and then there's that overlap in the middle where their interests and goals align. The question is, how much should they focus on that shared space?
Exactly. Should they fully merge? Or can they work together and achieve those shared goals without giving up their independence? It's a tough question. But it's a conversation we need to have as we figure out the future of economic development. especially in a world that's becoming more and more interconnected.
And it's a conversation that directly affects our listeners. Why should they care about the Manatee County EDC and whether they merge with Sarasota County?
Because economic development impacts every part of our lives. It affects whether we have jobs, how good our schools are, how much it costs to live here, and whether our communities are vibrant and exciting places to be. It even affects the opportunities that our kids and grandkids will have.
The EDC is basically shaping the future of Manatee County. So the more our listeners know about their mission, their strategies, and their challenges, the better they can understand what's happening,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even get involved and help shape that future.
Exactly. The more we know about what's happening in our local economy, the better prepared we are to handle changes, to take advantage of opportunities, and help build a Manatee County that thrives and can sustain itself for years to come.
So before we wrap up our deep dive today, let's go back to that article about merging the two EDCs. It's a bold idea that's gotten people talking, and it makes us think about the future of economic development in this region.
The fact that we're having this debate is a good thing. It shows that we're thinking about how to balance local identity with regional cooperation, which is something communities all over the world are struggling with. It also reminds us that economic development isn't just about numbers and data. It's about people, what they want for their lives, and the communities they call home.
You know, it's really interesting how this whole merger debate highlights how economic development is changing. It's not just about focusing on your own little area anymore. It's about working together as a region to find new opportunities.
Exactly. The world's getting more connected, right? So those lines between counties and cities, they start to blur a little, especially when you're talking about the economy. And that raises the question, how do you balance working together as a region with keeping what makes each community unique?
It's a tough question to answer. There's no easy solution. But I think it's important to talk about these things and explore different ways of approaching economic development. And it seems like the Manatee County EDC is trying to find that balance. They're working on regional projects, but they're also focused on what Manatee County specifically needs.
Yeah, their strategy is pretty smart. They're using those regional partnerships to get more influence and attract bigger investments, but they're also tailoring their programs to deal with the specific challenges and opportunities that Manatee County has. It's like they're playing on two levels, you know? They can compete on a bigger scale without forgetting about what's important to their own community.
Which brings us to something really important. Why should our listeners care about all this? Why should they care about the Manatee County EDC and how economic development is changing?
Because at the end of the day, economic development affects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It affects whether we have jobs, how good our schools are, how much it costs to live here, and if our community is a good place to live. It even affects what kind of opportunities our kids and grandkids will have.
So basically, the EDC is shaping the future of Manatee County. And by understanding how they work, what their goals are, and what challenges they face, our listeners can be more informed citizens, they can get involved in their community, and who knows, maybe even start their own successful business.
That's right. The more we understand about our local economy, the better we can adapt to changes, take advantage of opportunities, and help create a Manatee County that's prosperous and sustainable.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the Manatee County EDC, we encourage you to keep learning about economic development, stay informed, get involved, and be a part of shaping the future of your community. Thanks for joining us on the Summary of Suncoast Venture Studio podcast.